Eucalyptus, written by Murray Bale and read by Robert Menzies.
All Sunday he worked behind the closed front of the shop, and he was still at it, making finishing touches in the morning. The usual bystanders and early customers gathered, and when he raised the shutters, a politician unveiling a bronze, a murmur of admiration rustled among them. It had passed the first test. All he had to do now was wait. At that moment, she appeared in high heels. He left a customer in mid-sentence and moved to the front. Hurrying late for work, she still managed to glance left and right for any reflective surfaces. And yet, what's this? She walked straight past his window without noticing anything special. He hung around waiting. Mid-morning, she passed again without noticing. At lunchtime, too, and again on her way home, when her attention was caught not by his fruit sculpture, but by the side mirror of his parked truck. There she was, modelled in the window, head on bare shoulders, an amazingly faithful Archimboldian mosaic. Sliced apple and dates for nose, forehead of pawpaw, banana chin, glistening teeth of pomegranate, eyebrows, kiwi fruit, juicy plum lips. With a split in the forehead and delicate placement of nectarines and figs, he had even captured her self-obsession. It was all there in loving accuracy, except for the eyes. He had been unable to find a light blue fruit. Without the eyes, she apparently couldn't see herself. And he accidentally brushed against Ellen as he reached over to rest the flat of his hand against a splendid smooth trunk, which happened to be a southern blue gum. Eucalyptus by Gostata.